opening up an Etsy shop. Hey, this is Laura, and I wanted to discuss with you a little bit today about Etsy. What is Etsy? What can it do for you? What doors can it open for you? Is it hard? Is it easy? What is it? What's the point of Etsy? Etsy is a place where you can sell and you can purchase handmade goods and vintage goods. Etsy came across my brain about, I don't even remember now. It was probably 8 years ago or so that I first was introduced to Etsy, and I fell in love with it. And it really spoke to me as a creative person. I've always loved handmade things, and I've always loved to make things. And so when I discovered Etsy, I don't even remember the moment it was that I discovered Etsy. It just kind of, I don't remember if someone told me about it or I saw it somewhere, or I really don't remember what happened. I remember that feeling of scrolling through all of the listings in Etsy, and it was just endless, this endless amount of stuff. Some of it was awesome. Some of it was absolute crap, but I loved it. And I loved looking through other things that people make. And at that point I was making beaded jewelry. I hadn't sold the thing. I wasn't even really in my mind to sell anything at that point. I was just making things because I had this drive to make things. I had this insane thing in my head that I had to take apart things and put things together, and I was buying, you know, junk beads from Walmart and flea markets, and I was taking apart jewelry from my childhood jewelry box that I found in the back of my closet in the bottom of a box, and I was using fishing wire, and I was using pliers from the kitchen, and I was just making things for the sake of making things, and a lot of it was just garbage, but I loved it. I loved the process of coming up with something new, either out of something old or something junky or out of something that, you know, just gunk, and trying to turn it into something that was worthwhile. And I saw Etsy as, oh my goodness, I love this place. I love scrolling through other people's work, and I enjoy it. It became almost an addiction. I had to look through Etsy listings. I was in college at that time. I was a single mother. I had a little boy, and I think my son was probably 4 or 5 at that time. I don't remember exactly how old he was. But I was also working, and so the only free time I had was literally 2-3 a.m. after I'd got my son to bed and after I finished reading whatever I had to read for that day's schoolwork or doing a paper, and I was exhausted, and that either I couldn't sleep or I had something on my mind, and I'd get on the internet and go through Etsy stuff, and it just became something that I could get my mind off of the stress of everyday living and just think about the fun of creating. And I guess scroll way forward now to where I am now. I have a couple of Etsy shops. One of them is doing extremely well. I've actually, just last year, I'm not going to get into the details, but I made more than my husband. I brought home more money than my husband did. And that at that point, it was gleeful to me, and not because of boasting or wanting to feel like I'm awesome, or it just the fact that I could bring home an income to help my family and to provide for my family in that way is just a wonderful feeling to me. And it was all because of this little bitty website called Etsy.com. And not to toot their horn or anything, I really enjoy it, and they really have opened doors for me that I don't think I could have got through without their help. And I've tried selling on eBay. I tried selling on jewelry on eBay for a while, for several years. Had a little bit of success, but it just, eBay wasn't the place for me to sell jewelry. And I found that I could sell some pieces, but I had to be about as cheap as I could get. And, you know, if you've ever shopped on eBay, you go for the 1 cent listings and you try to, you just bid a little bit and you don't, I mean, it's just a hard place. For me, it was a hard place to sell jewelry. And, but I tried it, but, and then I've also tried, craft shows. I've had a lot of success selling at craft shows, and I love selling at craft shows, but at the same time, it's also very exhausting for me. And now that I have 3 children now, I'm married, and doing craft shows, I still do them and I still love them, but it is more difficult now with my children and, and they're young. I've got my littlest one now is 4 months old, and it's hard for me to get out and do a craft show, and I'm nursing her, and it's just, I'm trying to juggle a baby and nursing and talking to people at craft shows. It's just hard. And so right now my main sales come from Etsy, and I also sell on my own websites that I've created, learning how to create websites. I've been able to set up some shopping carts through there that doesn't go through Etsy, but my main income right now, at the time of this recording, is through Etsy, and it's a great place. I encourage you to go look through it if you've never heard of it. I'm guessing you have heard of it by now, but if you haven't, go through Etsy.com, look through listings, search for things that you enjoy, search for things that you make. Whether you make silver jewelry or you make shoelaces or whatever it is that you make, whatever it is that you love, look it up and see what people are selling and what they're making, maybe a little bit how they're making. You can find tutorials on Etsy, you can find recipes, you can find pretty much anything under the sun. Just go ahead and try it. And if you're at the point where you are making jewelry constantly, and it's backing up in your drawers, and you cannot find places to store your jewelry anymore, or your craft, whatever your craft is, and you've got a husband or a boyfriend or a sister that's nagging you and saying, get this junk out of the way, you've got to do something with all this stuff that you're making. You can't just continue to make it and pile it in the corner. That was the point I was at, and when I started selling. And so, if you are to that point and you want to start selling, I will encourage you to open an Etsy shop. And really, Etsy has made it extremely easy to open a shop, and on purpose, because they want sellers. I mean, that's their goal, is to make money through sellers. And it's right now, it's 20 cents to list an item on Etsy, and then you give them, when you sell your item, your jewelry, your purse, whatever it is you made, when you sell it, they will take a cut of your sales, and you will pay them at the end of the month the fees that you've collected through listing and through making sales. And to me, at first I thought, well, 20 cents, that's nothing. I can do that. I can do a listing for 20 cents. I'm okay with that. And I was a little nervous about giving them a cut at the end of the sale. And I think it's like 3% or 3.5% right now, I believe. Don't quote me on that, but I guess I should know. I have an Etsy shop, but I don't pay attention anymore. But anyway, I was nervous at first when I thought, oh crap, I'm going to have to give them a cut of my sales. I don't want to do that. I want to keep as much money for myself as I can. But I realized if I didn't go through them, I wasn't going to get the traffic that they offer. And that is a big pull if you want to sell on Etsy. That's a big pull. Is Etsy has their own following, really. They've got people like me, like I was, like I still am, I guess, addicted to Etsy and buy almost exclusively off of Etsy. A lot of people do. A lot of people do their Christmas shopping and they will only purchase handmade items from Etsy or vintage items from Etsy. And once I realized that, the strength that is behind Etsy's audience or Etsy's buyers, it is incredible and it is hard to find. And Etsy also makes your, when you list something for sale on Etsy, they will make it available through Google search, and this has all changed really in the last year or two, how Google will show search results for things that you know, you type into Google, a silver necklace, and it will, a lot of Etsy shops will pop up first for silver necklace. And that is an incredible tool to use and an incredible piece of knowledge to know when you are wanting to sell something. If you've got an Etsy shop, it will a lot of times rank you up above a lot of the other sites that don't go through Etsy. So just keep that in mind. But that's a lot of, you know, technical detail stuff we can get into later on in another point. But anyway, so I would consider opening an Etsy shop if you have not done it already. Open up an Etsy shop exclusively for what you want to sell. And it's probably best, from what I have found and what I've researched, if you have a specific thing or a specific, I guess you want to say, niche or niche market that you're in, like if you make silk purses or you make, like me, I make silver jewelry, open a shop just exclusively for that. And you can have several Etsy shops, and you just, you know, if you sell, then you have to pay for that. But that's really the only downside, I guess you want to call it a downside, of having multiple shops, but you have to keep them running too, I guess. But anyway, I'm starting to ramble. Okay, let's just think about one Etsy shop for now. Sorry, my mind sometimes just takes off and I go into another planet, but anyway, that's my own problem, I guess. But yes, back to opening an Etsy shop. Really easy to do. Etsy makes it step by step. Do this, do this, do this. Bam, your shop is open and you're ready to go. And I will encourage you to start it. And I will tell you, it is super easy to start it. And the tough part comes in keeping it going and having the patience to stick with it. That will probably be the hardest thing for you. And that was definitely the hardest thing for me. I can make jewelry, I can make stuff all day long, and I can list it, and that's fine, and it's easy to do. But sitting there waiting for it to sell is so hard for me. And so you might get discouraged. It may take a while to have your first sale, and it may take a while to get to your fifth sale. But the more sales that you make, and it will go slow, most likely, unless you're extremely lucky, it will go slow. It will take some time. So just make sure you are okay with that. And just give it some room to breathe. I mean, I know that's going to be hard to do, and you're going to be checking your stats, and you're going to be checking your views, and you're going to be checking to make sure it's open for sure. Is it open? I don't know. Maybe Etsy closed it on me for some reason. No, your shop is open. It is okay. People can see your listing. It just may take a while to make your first sale, but once you do, the feeling that's going to hit you is going to be awesome. I mean, you will be up doing the happy dance when you make your first sale. Trust me, I did, and I still, like now, I hit my 50th sale. Oh my goodness, that feels so good. And you hit your 100th sale. Oh my gosh, you just get this rush of emotions. 100 people want what I make. This is so incredible. And then when you get to your 500th sale, you'll just be jumping for joy. It is. Honestly, it really is, in a lot of ways, an addiction. You will feel like, I have to have another sale. I have to have another sale. And you'll talk to your family and your friends who have no idea really what you're doing, but they'll think you're crazy. They will absolutely look you in the face and say, what is your problem? It's just, you know, it's a sale. It's a view. It's okay. Calm down. But allow yourself to feel that excitement. When you make a sale, it's a celebration. It really is. And it really is food for your soul. And in a lot of ways, it will, I guess, confirm what you've been feeling for a long time, that what you make is good. It's worthwhile, and someone will want it someday. And if you're anything like me, you've had these dreams of, oh my goodness, I can't wait until someone falls in love with what I make, and will they ever, and will it happen? And when it does, it will just confirm for you, yes, I'm in the right spot. I feel good about this. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And you'll have a ball doing it, and you'll freak out, and no one will understand you except other Etsy sellers. But that's okay. That's okay. Just allow yourself to be the freak. It's okay. And you just have to come to terms with that. But anyway, so once you get going and you have a couple of Etsy sales, you'll really want to you'll want to expand and you'll want to reach out and branch out into other things. And I will, at this point, I want to encourage you, if you find a few things that sell, let's say you sell a silver necklace that's got a cross on it or whatever, it's got a heart on it, and you make like 3 sales of that. And then you think, oh, I want to do brass. I want to do gold. I want to do silk purses. I want to do purple shoelaces. And I want to also make t-shirts. And I want to make hats. And I want to make bags. And I want to make these like little log cabins. And I want to make curtains. And you will find yourself freaking out of all of the things that you could make. And I do this, and I still struggle with this in my family. Every time I start talking about a new venture I want to try, they look at me and say, okay, Laura's gone off the deep end again. But it's good to have those feelings and to have that inspiration for new things. And I will encourage you to write it down or to record it on your iPhone of all these ideas that you have and these future things that are just making your toes curl, and you want to do it, and you're dying to do it, and you want to put money into new supplies, and that's all good. It really is good. Write it down or record it somewhere, journal, but stick to those things, at least in the beginning, stick to the things that are selling. You don't want to reinvent the wheel, at least right at the beginning. If you've got a few things that are selling, like your necklace with a heart on it, or your necklace with a cross on it, or whatever it is, if you've had a few sales, then that is going to tell you that you've got a market for what you're doing, and you're on the right track. And so you can make a few adjustments to it, maybe add a little bead, add a little thing, and make a little tweak, and, you know, just kind of make small little steps and see what people are going to buy. You don't want to load up your shop with a bunch of stuff that no one will buy, and you know that there are a few things that you have that someone will buy. So just keep that in mind when you're opening your Etsy shop and when you're making some tweaks and doing some things, and you will find, I guess, kind of find your sweet spot in there. You just make a few adjustments here and there. You will find the sweet spot that will sell and that will make money for you, and it may take some time, and that is okay. You have to be patient. You just have to be okay with waiting and have to be okay with making a little few tweaks here and there and see what happens, see who buys, kind of envision your buyer. Think about what they want. Think about those who have bought from you before. If you've sold in like a craft show or if you've sold in, I don't know, somewhere just locally to your friends, you've had a home party. Think about what that person looks like. Think about what that person wants, what they're looking for, who they're looking to buy for, how much they spend. You know, do they buy multiple pieces? Do they just buy one? And think about your customer and think about, okay, well, this person bought this necklace with a heart on it. They might also like earrings with a heart on it. They might also like a necklace with a cross on it or a set, or, you know, just kind of branch out just a little bit at a time, and you'll be okay. And you will find that sweet spot and you will start selling. And at some point you will have too many sales where it, you know, literally gives you a headache and you're thinking, oh my goodness, I love this, but I hate this at the same time. And that has happened to me because I feel like, if just stop buying from me, stop it. I just need to breathe. I just need to take a break. And that at that point, it's good. You reach that point, it is good. You are at the point where you are bringing in money, and you are at the point where you found your sweet spot, and you know what your customers want, and then you will feel that point where you think, I could just shut this all down right now and go take a nap. And if that's what you want to do, do that. It's okay. It's okay. This is your thing. You do what you want with it. No one else can tell you what to do with it. You just do what you want with it. But if you do reach that point where you get overwhelmed, it is okay. But at that time, you know you're doing good. And just remember, like, if you're just starting out now and you haven't made any sales or you haven't even opened your Etsy shop now, just keep this feeling right now in mind. Journal right now and think about, oh my goodness, one day when I have 100 sales in one day, And it's going to feel so awesome. And in the future, when you do get that 100 sales a day and you are overwhelmed and you start complaining that you're having too many sales, you'll look back and you can look through your journal and you can, you know, go back to your audio recording that you made or your little video that you made of yourself talking about it. And you'll just feel, you'll just know, you'll be at peace. You'll think, I strived so long for this. What am I complaining about? But anyway, so that may be a few years down the road for you. That may be a few months down the road for you. That may be you right now. I don't know. It's just, I just want to encourage you right now, if you're thinking about opening an Etsy shop or you've just opened your Etsy shop, just be encouraged. Just know this is where you want to be. This is what you want to be doing. And it's okay. It's a good thing. And if you're just sitting around waiting for that first sale, it's okay. It will come. It will come. You keep making a few little tweaks here and there. It will come. Someone will fall in love with what you have to offer. They just will. They just will. Just trust me, they will. And you may think to yourself, no, that's never going to happen. This is crap. Everything I make is crap and nothing works. And don't get down on yourself. Do not do that to yourself. Encourage yourself. Talk to yourself. Tell yourself it's okay. What I make is good. What I make is worthwhile. And someone is going to fall in love with it. And once they do, the next person is going to fall in love with it. And then you'll start your customer base and you'll be off and running and you'll be happy. And you'll be crying the day you get 100 sales. But it'll be good. It'll be a good day. It's a good thing. So anyway, go ahead. Give Etsy a whirl if you haven't yet. I encourage you to try it and tell me what you think. Share it with us. Share with us your experience. We're all here. We're dying to know too. There's thousands of people listening to this right now or reading this transcript right now. And they feel exactly the same way you do. They've been in your shoes. They've either been there before or they're going through it right now. And you are not alone. You are in company of some amazing artists, of some amazing creative people. And we're here for you. So anyway, I hope you're having an amazing day. And I hope that you'll spend some time praying on what you need to be doing, where you need to be in life, and what you need to be doing with your creative journey. Think about it and really, really meditate on it and focus on it and find out what it is that you really want. And go from there and do it and just dive in. Dive in, because life is way too short. It's going to go by in a breeze. I'm already older than I think I should be. So it's going by way too fast. So enjoy it and have fun and just have a blast. Anyway, I hope you're having a great day. I'm going to stop rambling now. So anyway, I'll catch you later. Bye-bye.